Good afternoon. A lot of clouds around today under that large circulation, which has been dominating our weather for the better part of the last 2 days. We'll still see occasional rain showers and even some leftover wet snowflakes, primarily across the higher terrain, as that circulation remains parked over eastern and northern New England for the daylight hours. Temperatures will be on the cooler side of average by about 15 degrees and only manage to make it up to the 50 degree mark. And with the dampness in the air and a northwest breeze at times gusting to 20 miles per hour, we'll even have an added chill for this last day of April. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, still the risk of a shower, although that circulation will begin to lift out to the north and east. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s. We'll be left with a building ridge of high pressure for the day tomorrow, which will bring us a return to sunshine, although clouds will tend to mix in from time to time. A breeze will pick up out of the west southwest, and warmer air will begin to flow in. High temperatures will manage to get through the 60s and toward the 70 degree mark. That ridge will intensify over top of us for the day on Wednesday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, a southwest wind will push us into the lower 80s. A wave of low pressure out to the west will initiate a couple of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could drift into the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks by the end of the day Wednesday. That same wave of low pressure will edge closer to us Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Thursday afternoon, although highs should still reach the 80 degree mark. The next storm system will head through the region on Friday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms to round out the work week. Temperatures ahead of this system will manage to get into the middle 70s. Behind it, it'll stay in the mid 70s with a return to a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday before cooler air moves in on Sunday. Still, though, high temperatures will be in the mid 60s for the second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an expansive upper-level system shifting slowly through the southwest will bring cooler conditions and mainly light to moderate rain and mountain snow to much of the northwest and into the northern Rockies through tomorrow. Return moisture ahead of this system will lead to the development of showers and thunderstorms across the southern Rockies and adjacent high plains today, and the activity will intensify and shift eastward with the front into the central plains and upper Midwest tomorrow and Wednesday. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a marginal to slight risk for severe weather today across much of the high plains. Tomorrow, the severe threat moves into the central plains and Midwest, where a slight to enhanced risk is possible. While the severe weather threat edges southward into Kansas on Wednesday and into Oklahoma near a wave of low pressure and a dry line to its south, the system will bring the potential for strong wind gusts and hail, and by midweek, the increasing chance of tornadoes. Meanwhile, very warm temperatures are expected with afternoon highs as much as 10 to 15 degrees above normal across the central United States, expanding eastward into the Midwest and upper Great Lakes. The warm, dry, and windy conditions will allow for an elevated to critical fire weather threat near New Mexico and the southern high plains into Wednesday. Widespread red flag warnings are in effect across both of these regions. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, mid-50s. In Boston, mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, near 50. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903. And the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and cool with occasional scattered showers and wet snowflakes across the higher terrain today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and cool with occasional showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and cool with occasional scattered showers and some wet snowflakes across the higher terrain today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and cool with occasional scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and cool with occasional scattered showers today and highs near 50. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s to around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer near 70. Breezy, warm on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm Thursday near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-70s Saturday and mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.